Yep.
So just be thankful for what you got. Yes, you can take it just like that anytime.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter number 5 this morning. Good to have Brother Tim and Miss Angie Noble with us this morning. Amen. Sure do miss them. I've been trying to talk him into buying some chicken houses a little closer. And man, I'm telling you, we miss them bad. It's good to have them this morning. Brother Tim worked for us for a long time in our school and was our bus director and my closest friend. And I love him. Appreciate it. Good to have him. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. You say, preacher, do you know what time it is? Yep, and I don't care.
Amen.
I didn't come to get out. I come to get in.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You'd complain if you paid $20 to go see a movie and it only lasted an hour.
That's right.
Y'all all right this morning? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look with me at a very familiar verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let's read it again so you get familiar with it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You're going to hear it from Brother Tony Shirley. My saying is, if you're glad you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
Brother Tony's is, it's good to be saved. This morning I want to use his little phrase that he uses as a title, it's good to be saved.
Amen.
Let me say it again, it's good to be saved.
Amen.
But it's even better to be saved and know it.
Amen.
Are we okay? Let me say it again, it's even better to be saved and know it. Was talking with a fellow this week who earnestly in his heart believes that you can lose your salvation. I would be on Prozac. I would stay in a state of depression because I would never know, am I in or am I out? Am I in or am I out? I don't know about you, but I've got a body of flesh and I'd have to get saved about 75 times a day probably. Somebody help me right there. Some people just can't handle honesty from the pulpit. I know I have to get saved every time I drive through higher. Can I get a witness right there? I know I'd have to get saved every time I go to Walmart. They got 45 registers and two of them open. Amen. Listen, if you can lose your salvation, somebody tell me what it is you've got to do to lose it. Which sin is it? Jimmy Swaggart, I used to love to hear him preach. The man can preach. Well, y'all died on me right there. I didn't say I agreed with everything he said. I said the man can preach. But you know what he preached? He preached you can lose your salvation. He got caught with prostitutes. And he didn't lose it. What I'm trying to ask you is, what is it you got to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've often made this statement, you can't fall off of something you're in.
Right.
If any man be in Christ Jesus, I'm glad I ain't on Jesus. And I'm glad I ain't hanging on to him. I'm glad he's hanging on to me. Somebody help me this morning. I'm telling you, it's good to be saved. It's good to be saved and know that you're saved. Day after day after day. I'm saved when I'm down. I'm saved when I'm up. I'm saved when I'm good. I'm saved when I'm bad. Glory to God, I'm here to tell you I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. So many people don't know. Man looked me dead in my face and said, I don't believe you can really know till after you're dead. It's too late then. It's too late then. I want us to see this morning. I know what time it is. I'll try to hurry, but I'm going to mind the Lord this morning. I want us to see the new birth. I'm talking about salvation contained in this one verse this morning. Salvation person contained in this one verse. I want you to notice this. I want you to see the cause of salvation. The cause of salvation. Somebody holler at me the first word of verse number 17. Therefore. I love that word, therefore. You know what that word therefore means? It means what is about to be said is because of what has just been said. In other words, what I'm about to tell you is possible because of what I just told you. Are you listening? The cause of salvation. I want you to see it. Back up to verse number 14. The cause of salvation. If you're saved this morning, here's the only reason that you are. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. For the love of Christ constraineth us. We're saved because of the love of God. Amen. Hey, a lot of independent Baptist preachers, they're scared to preach on the love of God. All they preach is wrath, and there is wrath to come. But I'm glad I can still say Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hey, I tell you, I'm going to heaven when I die, not because of my righteousness, not because of my good work, not because of the money I gave. I'm going to heaven when I die because Jesus loves me. I heard an idiot. I heard a fellow preacher one day. And he made this statement several times in his message. He said, God does not love sinners. He said, for God so loved the world is in past tense. And I'm sitting there going, man, you jacked up from the floor over here. Something's wrong with you. If God don't love sinners, explain to me why you're here. I would have died as a teenage boy had God not loved me. God loved me that 2,000 and something years ago, He saw me before I was even a thought in my mother's mind. He saw me and bled and died for me at Calvary. Thank God He does love sinners. Are you listening this morning? Somebody in the house needs to know God loves you. Somebody said, preacher, you just don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've done. Oh, I could tell you about some folks you're sitting in church with this morning. Brother Jason always says when he gives his testimony, he says when he came here, he told his wife, he said, I might ought to go tell that preacher who I am and what I've done. He may not want us here. But in my preaching that morning, I made it clear that we love sinners. He was only the biggest drug dealer in about three counties. Now he runs our addictions program. Sister Michelle stood up and testified a while ago about how God took care of her past. You never know what to look at her. She is in prison. Are y'all listening to me? Brother Carl sitting out there singing in the choir this morning. Was on drugs and homeless. His own family wouldn't even have nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, God loves sinners. Somebody in this place need to realize, hey, God loves me. Listen, you get down and get depressed. People think about putting a bullet in their mouth or taking an overdose of pill. You need to realize you are harming somebody that God loves. God loves you. God loves you. You may not even be saved this morning, but God loves you. He loves you. Hey, He doesn't love me any better than He loves you. The Bible said He's no respecter of persons. How about that? The cause of salvation. It's the love of God. Look at verse number 15. Not only the love of God, but look at verse number 15. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Amen. Not only the love of God is the cause of salvation, but the cause of salvation is also the life of Christ. Somebody ought to get happy that He came. Amen. 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 We ought to get happy that He came. Somebody said Christmas is my favorite holiday. Well, it kind of is to me too, but it's a toss-up. I'd hate to know I had Christmas without Easter. Amen. resurrection.
Amen.
Had it not been for the resurrection, we'd still be on our way to hell.
Amen.
Deservedly so. Let me say it again. If he wasn't living today, the Bible said he ever lived to make intercession for us. Before I come out of my office this morning, I ask God to forgive me of my sin.
Amen. Amen.
You know what he did? He looked at the Father and said,
"It's covered."
I love that song that says, "When he sees me as worse and not as I am." When he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved this morning and on my way to heaven. The cause is because God loved me and because Christ lived, died, and resurrected for me. I know this is so simple for some of y'all, but you act like you forgot it. You act like you forgot it. You ain't been happy in Jesus in so long it ain't funny.
Amen.
Some of you used to shout and lift your hand. Never shed a tear anymore. Never come to altar anymore. You've forgotten what God done for you. God loves you. Hey, even now that you're a sourpuss, he still loves you. Even now that you're grouchy and grumpy, he still loves you. Even though you quit tithing, he still loves you. Even though you quit being faithful, he still loves you. Thank God. I love that song they sang about give me a drink. That little lady at the well, he said he knew me and told me all I'd done, yet he loved me anyway.
Amen.
Woo! How about that? You ever look yourself in the mirror and say, God, how can you love me?
Yeah.
How can you love me as low and as wicked as I am, God? How can you love this? You ever heard some people say about a baby that's got a face on it its mama could love? We've got a life that only God can love.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for family. Thank God I had the best mama in the world. Still do. I tell everybody she's my sister pastor. She still tells me what to do. You need to do this. You need to do that. I think she's the pastor and I'm the assistant. Amen. God gave me a good mother and a godly mother. And she'd do anything in the world for me. But there's only so far she could go. She can do something about my clothes, and she can do something about my food, and she can do something about my education, but there wasn't a thing she could do about my sin.
Amen.
I'm glad she took me to the place,
yes, sir. Yep.
Where I could meet somebody who could do something,
yes,
about my sin.
Yes, sir.
Cause of salvation. I love that word therefore because of what he said. Because of what he said, I get the gift of eternal life. The love of God, the life of Christ. And the loosening, in verse number 16, he says, we need the loosening of my faith. Putting my faith and trust. Salvation is not a complicated thing.
Amen.
Somebody once accused me of preaching easy believism. It is easy.
Amen.
I don't believe in this 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. I believe there ought to be Holy Ghost conviction.
Right.
I believe there has to be Holy Ghost conviction. I believe the Holy Ghost ain't involved. There ain't no new birth. Are we okay? I believe in repentance unto salvation. I believe in a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I don't think you ought to get saved to save your marriage. I don't think you ought to get saved to maybe get out of jail. Or y'all listening? I think you ought to get saved because you realize you're a sinner and you've got faith that Jesus Christ lived, bled, and died for you and rose again. Hey, you believe he is the only way.
That's right. Amen.
Are we okay this morning?
Amen.
The cause of salvation.
That's good preaching.
I want you to notice not only that, but the claim of salvation. The claim. Here's what salvation claims. He said, therefore, if... Somebody say the next 2 words with me. Y'all didn't do that loud enough. Therefore, if any man. I like that word, any. Are we okay?
Oh, yes.
I'm of the persuasion that Jesus died for all men.
Amen.
I don't just mean males. I mean mankind. I ain't got a Calvinistic bone in my body. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I preached one time for a guy He had heard me somewhere in a camp meeting, and he called and wanted me to come preach. And I got on a plane. I went to his church, and I preached, and I made statements about like what I'm making right now. I had no idea he was a 5-point Calvinist. He took me to lunch the next day. He said, "You got me in some hot water." I said, "What did I do?" He said, "Every one of my church members wants to see me." I said, "Well, maybe you ought to apologize." Yeah.
Amen.
Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
He died for whosoever. For whosoever. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." I'm a whosoever gospel preacher. I don't care who you are, what color you are, what country you're from. I don't care if you're pink or purple, hope to God. I don't care if you come from the right side of the track or the wrong side of the track. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care what your financial background is. I don't care who your mama is, who your daddy is. I'm here to tell you, Jesus died for you.
Amen.
Claim of salvation, if any man, any man be in Christ. I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart somebody ought to get in this morning. Somebody ought to get saved in this service this morning. And there's some saved people ought to get happy that y'all are. The claim of salvation, he died for whosoever. He calls whosoever. And he will save whosoever. You know what breaks my heart more than anything in the world? Sunday after Sunday, during the invitation, I'll ask, if you're not sure that if you die today, heaven would be your home, would you raise your hand? I'm about to pray for you. And just about every Sunday, there'll be a hand to go up. Or two, or three. And then when the altar call is given, they never move. They heard the call. They heard it enough that they were willing to admit, "I'm not sure I'm going to heaven when I die, but I'm just not willing to do anything about it." On my cell phone, it has, I guess they all do, you can see who's calling. Are you listening? You can see who's calling. And I look at that phone sometimes. If I'm busy, there's several people that call me, and I know I've got to have about a spare hour in which I have absolutely nothing to do, because you cannot get off the phone. I've got one preacher friend of mine. He'll probably call me tomorrow, and he will rehearse his entire sermon. Let me tell you what I preached yesterday. I don't mean he re-preaches it, but you know what I'm saying? And I don't mind. He's my friend. I love him. I can get some good thoughts and ideas from him. But you just got to have some time. Sometimes I look at my phone and I think, "I ain't got time for that." I'll call them back later. I believe people got some caller ID when they come to church. Jesus starts calling and we say, "Well, we'll take care of this later." I also didn't realize this. I was getting I won't even go into it. I was getting some calls that I didn't need to be getting. And I said, "This is about the 75th time this person's called." Angie said, "What?" I said, can you do that?" She said, "Yeah. It's right there on the iPhone." And I just bought it. I wonder how many we got in the house this morning that's blocked heaven. Not on your phone, but in your heart. Block that call.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sinners and saints alike.
Yeah.
Hey, church members, God deal with your heart and deal with your heart and deal with your heart, but you won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You ain't careful. You'll get to the place where you don't even hear it ring anymore.
Right.
You don't even hear it ring anymore. The preaching don't bother you. The singing don't stir you. There's no conviction anymore. You just got cold and hard and you've got heaven blocked. Oh, I take that off this morning. I want to hear from heaven. I want to hear from God. I want God to convict me when I'm wrong so I can get it right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He calls whosoever. And he will save Whosoever.
Amen.
If you're here this morning and you're lost, and don't get mad at me, because I don't know any other way to say it. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, if you leave that way, you're crazy.
Amen.
Amen.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people die since we started preaching. You ain't promised tomorrow. I'm looking forward to camp meeting. I'm excited that Jesus could come tonight. He could come before this service is over. I kind of wish he would. I'm getting excited about going.
Amen.
The cause of salvation, the claim of salvation, if any man. I'm glad he said any man. That included me. That included you. I want you to notice the condition of salvation. The condition of salvation. He said, if any man be what? In Christ. In Christ. Hey, listen. We're going to have to come to a place where we trust and accept Him. Let me say it again. We've got to come to the place where we come to trust and accept Him. I remember hearing the story years ago. I don't know if I can get it right, but this multi-millionaire had died. And he left the will that his famous ark and all his belongings was to be auctioned off. And they held the auction. And the first thing they auctioned off was a portrait, a painting of his son. And he started the bidding at several thousand dollars, nobody would. The auctioneer kept coming down and down and down until he just about gave it away. And the auctioneer said, the auction is over. The auction is over. For in his will, this gentleman stated, whoever takes the son gets it out.
That's right.
Whoever takes the son. I'm glad I'm in here this morning. Somebody ought to get happy. I'm glad I accepted that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. There's no way to heaven. You can't blow yourself up and go to heaven. That's the stupidest thing. You got to be on drugs to believe that stuff. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, you've got to be careful. You're on the internet. I don't care. That's stupid. I give you my best Joel Osteen. That ought to make it better, ain't it? The condition of salvation is in Christ. Listen, you have two choices. Two choices. When it comes to your eternal soul, you've got two choices. You can remain in Adam and die and go to heaven, or you can be redeemed in Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Spend an eternity in heaven.
Amen.
The choice is yours. I guarantee you God's calling this morning.
Amen.
God's calling this morning. I guarantee you there's some Christians sitting in here this morning that the Lord's been calling and calling and calling. You just refuse to take the call.
Yep.
The cause of salvation, the claim of salvation, the condition of salvation. I'm leaving some stuff out. Trying to hurry this morning. I want you to notice the character of salvation. The character of salvation. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creature. By the way, some of them Bibles has got it wrong. It says, some of them Bibles say creation. When I got saved, I didn't become a new creation. God didn't recreate me. He fixed what I was. Are you listening?
Yes.
He didn't make another Eddie. He fixed the one that was messed up.
Amen.
Are we okay?
Amen.
When I got saved, listen, here's what I got. I became a new creature. I got a new life. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I got a brand new life. I got a brand new start. You know what God did? God took my etch, whatever you say that, etch a sketch. Did I say it right? I still didn't say it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? That's a sketch. There you go. Man, I had it all messed up. God turned that thing upside down and shook it real good. How many of you remember when you got saved? I'm going to tell you, I didn't get saved as a little boy. I didn't get saved till I was 19. I had some sin in my life, brother. I had somewhat of a past and a reputation around this place. And I'll never forget coming up off that ground. Brother Jay Bison's front yard. I'll never forget rising up from under that pine tree. And I know somebody said, we don't base salvation on what we feel, but I'm glad, Brother Charles, I can feel it. Man, I never felt so free in all my life. I used to make fun of people shouting in church. First thing out of my mouth when I got saved was, woo! Man, if I'd known that it was this good, I'd have done it a long time ago. I got a brand new life. I got a brand new start.
Amen.
You know, as you see so many, I love new converts. I love people who have just gotten in, people who have just gotten saved. I love to be around them. They're excited. They're happy. You get around some of these Christians, been saved 20, 30 years. What happened? Why come you were so happy at the beginning and you're so miserable now? Because at the beginning, all your sins were gone.
Yeah.
At the beginning, all your sins were gone. But you've let it pile up and pile up and pile up. You need your edge of sketch shook again.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Thank God. Listen, man, I'm not enduring my salvation. I'm enjoying my, let me say it again, I'm not enduring my salvation. I love it. I love the fact that I can get on my face anytime, any place, anywhere and say, Father, forgive me. I can confess my sins and He'll be faithful and just and forgive me my sins. I've got a new life.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one day in these words, what is your vocation? I don't have a vocation. I have a life. I guess you could say I'm jobless. But I get paid for it. That's pretty good, amen. It's not a job to me.
Amen.
It's my life.
Amen.
I remember when my life was bass fishing. Deer hunting. That was my life. I lived from one season to the other. That's all I can think about. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with hunting and fishing. But when I got saved, I found something way bigger than bass.
That's right.
I found something way better than a buck.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody was fussing at me yesterday. I'll tell you who it was. It's Steve Swan. He said, I can't believe you'd have a meeting in the middle of the rut. And I said, I can't believe that that's more important to you. Somebody help me right there. Man, I don't care. You said, well, you miss a chance to kill the big deer.
No.
Not if you go at night. I got a new life.
Amen.
Not only did I get a new life, I got a new heart.
Amen.
Before I got saved, I hated people. Amen. I'd go to church and sit there, man, with my arms crossed and think you bunch of stinking hypocrites. Stand up and testify. I know what you did last week.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when I got saved. We got saved, me and my wife got saved together. We went to church that Sunday morning. We argued Saturday night, laid in the bed, arguing where we was going to go to church. She grew up and had me back. Her uncle was her pastor. I grew up in White Oak Springs. She said, I want to go to Happy Valley in the morning. I said, we ain't doing it. We're going to Wild. She said, we can at least visit Happy Valley. I said, yeah, we can visit Happy Valley, but we ain't joining there.
Yeah.
about 7 years, but she won. 8 years. I said, there ain't no way. We ain't going to have that. Sunday morning, we got up and went quite up to pray because I'm the man of the house. About a third of the way back on this right hand side, and there's that. I ain't gonna say. I got to seeing some people that I hated.
Yeah.
And I started crying.
Big time.
And I was pointing my wife out. I say, "Baby, look, that's Brother So and So. He's a blessing. Boy, he's made a difference in my life." What happened? I've got a new heart.
Yeah.
Woo! I've got a new heart. I'm letting God take His love and put it down on the inside of me. Amen! What a blessing.
Amen.
I've got a new life. I've got a new heart. I've got a new song.
Amen.
I've got a new song.
Amen.
One of my favorite songs in all the world. Growing up in Sweet Home Alabama. I'd ride around the plaza in Dallas, Georgia, listening to Hank Jr. "If Heaven Ain't a Lot Like Dixie." Dear Lord, I hope it ain't nothing like this. What a stupid song. Somebody say amen. That's the dumbest thing ever been written in the world. And I used to love it. Heaven ain't a lot like Dixie. I don't want to go. I've been to Hawaii. It's a whole lot better than this place. I got a new song. That first Sunday morning we came to church, Brother Charles. Some of y'all heard Sister Becky Bearden play the piano and sing. Ain't many can do it quite like she does. I walked in, she's sitting at the piano. It got time for the special. And she said, "Somebody told me this morning that Eddie White got saved." Church shouted and said amen. She said, "I want to sing this song for him."
Amen.
She sang, "When the Savior reached down for me."
Amen.
That's right.
He had to reach way down.
Yes, sir. Yes,
glory. Let me say it again. When the Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down. But I'm glad I wasn't so far that the hand of God could not reach. I promise you it won't be if heaven ain't a lot like Dixie. I remember the first time I heard that after I got saved, I thought, that don't even make sense. But I'm glad I got a new song. Everywhere I go except up north. In churches up north, they don't sing what we sing. They sing some weird songs. I mean, they're good, but you ain't never heard them. Ain't nobody around here ever heard of it. And probably never will. But when I'm preaching in the South, it never fails. Somebody will try to hand me a song book. Only. I doubt if there's anything in that soul stirring hymn or that red book that I ain't heard of. Amen. I don't need a song book for Amazing Grace. I don't need a song book for He Set Me Free. I don't need a song book for Love Lifted Me. I don't need a song book for I'll Fly Away. I don't need a song book for When We All Got to Get to Heaven. I'm glad this morning I got a new life, I got a new heart, and I got a new song. That's the character of salvation. I'll close with this. We talked about the cause of salvation, the claim, the condition, the character. I want you to look at the consequences of salvation. The consequences of salvation. If any man be in Christ, he is a what?
A new creature.
A new creature. Something changed in my heart, and I think that affected my mind. Are you listening to me? My view changed. Do you know what? There's some people in this world who got some crazy views.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
They somebody running for president. Their view is it's okay to abort a child in the last trimester. All the way up to 9 months. Are you listening?
Yeah.
There's a crowd out there. Their view is that it's okay for the head to come out, stab a pair of scissors in his neck. That's a whacked out view. I ain't telling you who to vote for. I am telling you but vote. Our country's in a mess. But there's people all over this country that believe that. I think it's murder in the first trimester.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Y'all okay? They put you in jail for killing puppies. There's a pit bull coming in my yard growling at my daughter while I was in New York. I got the lady from the pound on the phone. I said, lady, that dog comes back in my yard, I'm going to kill it. She said, you're going to kill it.
Say amen.
I said, I'll go to jail. It ain't going to let no dog hit my kid.
Right.
Are y'all okay? This is weird. Some people actually believe it's okay for me to kiss. I love Brother Freddie with all my heart, but I ain't fit to lay one on him. I hugged his neck, but that's about as far as it goes. It was Adam and Eve in the garden, not Adam and Steve. Am I right about it? Somebody get offended at that, but hey, you just need to read the book of Romans, man. That's unnatural affection.
Yes, sir.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Right, amen.
My views, and I never did believe all that stuff. But my views changed. My views about sin. I lived half my life going, I've listened to preachers. I go, oh man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with this. They got a slew of people sitting in this room this morning. Yeah, there's stuff in your life you think, there ain't nothing really wrong with that. Man, you get saved. Your views about sin. You remember when you first got saved? And after that, you cussed? Anybody besides me? I got saved on a Friday, New Year's Eve. Went back to work on a Monday. I worked a construction job. And the first thing Monday morning, I had to go hide in the porta potty and cry. Yeah. It broke my heart.
Amen.
You see, when I got saved, Brother Charles, I thought I was just going to be perfect. And I would never sin again. That foul word came out of my mouth, but I ran to that porta potty and said, God, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't need to say that. You know what? I did it again.
Right.
It took me a while to get victory over it, but I did, thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They still go through my mind once in a while. Some of y'all too self-righteous. But my view about sin changed. My view about self changed.
Amen.
My view about self changed. Got to be careful when you get to thinking you're something.
Oh, yeah.
When you're nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
I spent my entire teenage life telling myself I'm okay. That invitation, I heard some of the best preaching in our generation. I heard Ed Ballou.
Yeah.
Ed Thomas.
Yeah.
Some of y'all don't even know those names.
Amen.
Sandy Ashley. Billy Kidd. I can go on and on and on. Some of the greatest preachers of our day. And I sit right there. And God called and called.
Yeah.
And called.
Yeah.
And called.
Yeah.
And called.
Yes.
And called. time, I say, I'm on. I went to the altar as a six-year-old boy on the double dog dare from Roger Bush 8 years before she came inside. Ed Ballou was preaching our revival. We've been sitting back there playing hangman. These kids don't know what that is. We used to have to draw our games. If you did it in the songbook, you got a beat. We've been sitting back there playing hangman. Come time for the altar call, Roger said, I dare you to go to the altar. I said, I ain't going anywhere. He said, I've doubled the dog back. You got it, man. I went to the altar, Brother Larry Day, who was here Wednesday night, knelt on one side of me. Kenneth Porter knelt on the other side of me. My mama knelt behind me. Brother Larry said, say this, and I said it. Brother Kenneth said, say this, and I said it. Mama shouted, and they gave me a Bible and baptized me. I wasn't more saved than them.
You're right. You're right. That's
I had church membership. That's all I had.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
My view about self never changed. Until that New Year's Eve as a 19-year-old boy, God began to deal with my heart. And I realized for the first time in my life, I'm a sinner. If I die tonight, I'm going to bust hell wide open. My view about self changed. And you don't go to the doctor until you realize you're sick.
Right.
I'm not just going to stop by down here today and say, hey, just give me a shot. I want your symptoms. I ain't got none. I just kind of want a shot. You're going to get saved and you realize you're lost.
Right.
Your view about yourself has got to change. Listen, if you're going to get some help in camp meeting this week, that view about self may need to change. You can be saved and be full of pride. You listen. The consequences of salvation. Y'all come on this song. Views about sin change. Views about self change. Views about Satan change. My grandmother, my great grandmother, Miss Hetty Fuller, my greatest hero. She used to tell me stuff. She'd say stuff was wicked.
Yeah.
It was wicked. She'd say, that's the devil. That didn't mean a whole lot to me. I'll tell you this story. Are you going to sing? We're going to have an invitation. I was in elementary school. New Georgia Elementary. And us Polish, we traded everything.
Amen.
We used to take stuff to school just to trade. I had a borrowed pocket knife and the tip broke off of it. Went to school and sitting at the lunch table. The boy sitting across from me had a deck of bicycle blade caught. And he was going, you know how you do, shuffling them things. He showed me two card tricks. I said, man, I'll trade you this borrowed pocket knife. That's sad, kid can't even carry a borrowed pocket knife to school.
Amen.
I said, I'll trade you. And I didn't open it so he wouldn't see I had a broke tip. I said, I'll trade you this borrowed pocket knife for them cards. He said, you got a deal. I grabbed them cards, handed him that knife. He said, man, it's got a broke tip. I said, done deal. I got off the school bus that afternoon. I always got off the bus at my granny's house. I run in the house. I said, granny, sit down, sit down, sit down. She said, what is it, son? I said, I got to show you something. She sat down at the kitchen table. I whooped them cards out and I went, like that. She went, she said, baby, them's wicked. She said, that leads to gambling. That's a sin. She took me in the living room where the fire was burning in the fireplace. She said, watch this. She started throwing them cards in the fire. And when she did, the flames changed colors. Green, orange, red. She was going up the chimney. She said,